Marketing strategy may involve a change in the company's process, culture, structure, and management style. So, may involve change. So, company may have to change the process with reference to culture, structure, and management style. Ensuring profitability means that the travel and tourist company should apply a valid strategy, something which is practical, something which will bring result, something which will make the profit rise. The travel and tourism company that do not see their business as a mere transaction but ongoing relation with tourist approach and financially support several marketing programs meant to convince tourists to come back and become loyal. So all such strategies that is implemented is to address and to let the tourists feel, let the guests at the hotel feel that come again to our country. You are welcome back. You are welcome back and be repeat customer to our company. Ultimately, that traveler, that guest become loyal to that brand. What's a customer value? In tourism industry, the long life of a company's tourist service activity largely depends on retaining its client and on its liability to attract new tourist segment. That's very simple. Any company would see that services are offered on retaining the client and on ability to attract tourists, new tourist segment. So every country would like to see their tourist arrival going. Every hotelier would like to see the number of guests staying at their hotel continue on rise. Every tour operator ensures that his business from X market to their market increases. So we are quoting someone, Fripp Kotler, higher the customer loyalty is, the less you have to pay for advertising. Mind it, I quoted a very ideal example of Thailand. I'm repeatedly quoting Thailand simply because outbound tourism from India, highest to any destination, is to Thailand. Over 1 million tourists go from India to Thailand. And what has been done? Not all of them have been so strongly marketed because they are repeat or referrals. So higher the customer loyalty is, the less you have to pay for advertising. Most client will come back and buy again. So if they go back happy, smiling, satisfied, they saw value for money, what they paid in, they would come again. Because holiday, traveling abroad, enjoying, relaxing and recharging or going on leisure or vacation is now everyone's concern. Those who earn sufficiently well would like to travel and they would come back and buy again if you have customer loyalty. Although you have no advertisement, only due to high level of satisfaction, consumer will advertise. So they become in turn, in short, ambassador for you. They would be a walking ambassador for you, a satisfied ambassador for you, a person who would endorse that brand happily. Relationship marketing is regarded as a solution for keeping an enterprise customer on a very long term. In order to generate the highest satisfaction of the business, an enterprise can use three strategies to render value to client. The strategy of adding financial advantage, many destinations. For example, if you go to France, you are given a financial advantage of a discount card. And that discount card can be presented on many shopping malls and shopping areas for a fairly good discount of 10-15, depending on what is the offer. They would say, come and enjoy our this festival. be part of this. For example, Spain, you can go to that tomato throwing festival. Or if you go to Holland, you can go and watch their cheese festival happening on the street. Or if you go to Thailand, you can see similar activities of dragon moving around or dragon dance. Singapore, China. So all are social advantage. Not to forget India. We have got people visiting Punjab in the months of March when Baisakhi is celebrated. They can see a lot of Baisakhi festival. Gujarat, where you can see kite flying festival in Makar Sankranti, and so on and forth. Number of examples of social advantage can be mentioned here. Building strong relationship goes without saying. You have to build, get connected, understand your customer, and build a strong relationship. I've explained to them adopting a price reduction for certain tourist product. For example, again I repeat, you go to Singapore, you have got a discount card, so you shop and big malls or in Singapore, present your voucher, you present your coupon or your card, and you get a discount of 10%, 20%. So ultimately what happens? Financial advantage is given. Price reduction would be offered. Granting service facility to loyal customer. Any loyal customer, for example, would be given, say, for example, if you stay at Santara Hotel Group, Dusit Thani in Bangkok, they would offer you a foot massage for half an hour if you stay there in higher quality of the room cabin, a special room. And then granting services to loyal client, granting the repayment of tourist service value in care. So, guaranteeing your passenger, money would be refunded if no satisfied. This is one clause which makes a tourist really, really very happy. No question asked. America promotes this. No question asked. We refund full value if no satisfaction. India has to learn a lot from these practices. Okay, the strategy of adding social advantage. This strategy involves tourism personnel in setting up personal relationship with tourists by means of getting acquainted with their desires and reasons by customizing and individualizing certain services. Not to forget, in India, for example, this type of involvement of tourism personnel happen. A group of German tourists arrives at New Delhi airport that would be met by tourism personnel and his team. An aarti will be taken up. They would be put up with tikkas on their forehead and garlands will be given. This is an absolute personalized and customized touch to those type of product and services. And the moment the tourists come into India, they really get into the mood of how we have come to advantage. This is a social advantage being offered to them. Building strong relationship continues. This strategy is completely focused building strong relationship with consumer for financial and social benefits. I've spoken on that. It is necessary that one resort to relation marketing strategy in order to keep customers and develop profitable long-term relationship with them. Moreover, suppliers are keen on ensuring both customer complete satisfaction and delight and their values grow to a selling enterprise. Keeping customer within an enterprise range does not confine to maintaining their value at its original level. Does not mean that you keep the value at original level. Any professional from relation marketing domain and customer relationship management aims at growing customer value to an organization. In this respect, they should resort following strategy. cross-selling strategy. Many foreign destination, many tourist operator, tour operator will cross-sell. For example, Thomas Cook have got their holiday shop wherein they sell shoulder bag, county caps, sunglasses, eye shield and so many other products. Cross-selling also means selling from a travel agency, not only airline ticket, cross-selling them car rentals, cross-selling them hotel, cross-selling them tours, cross-selling them travel insurance will bring the cross-selling strategy and resulting into return on it. Upselling. Customer is looking to stay only in 3-star hotel. You come up with an offer by giving him an upgrade to a 4-star property or a higher room occupancy at the same hotel with a little top up. Say another $10 and you can always say you can stay at a deluxe room instead, or you can offer him pay $20 and stay at the superior room, or pay $25-$30 and stay at executive room, so on and so forth. Upselling your strategy. Compensational strategy, offer them something as a compensation for staying there. You would be offered a tour operator saying, buy with us, we offer you and compensate you with another half day city tour. So gradual supply and sale of several categories of process, and same customer compared to the range they bought when they started to collaborate with the cross selling. As I explained to you, you can sell while sitting. Lot of global distribution system which you may be operating or operate, which means reservation system, come up with a message, sell hotel because they make money for you. Sell car, you make extra money out of selling a car. So cross-selling strategy. Upselling strategies, this refer to the sale of the product and services from a category a customer usually require, but having a greater allowance than the product a customer ordered when they first started their combination. Customer was looking to stay at Sheraton and you said, why don't you pay another $5 or $20 more, and this is a new property which is a 5-star property, slightly 5 minutes away from where you want to stay, but it's a brand new product. So this is an upselling strategy. Selling something which is understanding the customer but offering it, and the experience tell that many customers go for it. This strategy, the compensation strategy, refers to reimbursing the value of faulty goods. No question asked. Suppose you bought a product. I would quote an example of mine on Royal Caribbean Cruise. I bought something and then that product was of inferior quality. They not only replaced me, but they gave me another same product with a higher quality for just so that they don't lose me as a dissatisfied customer. So this refers to reimbursing the value of faulty goods that have generated customer dissatisfaction, replacing faulty goods. So that's an improvement strategy, repairing faulty products, feeling sorry for what has happened, making an apology, damage control exercise, either repairing the faulty goods or stimulating or offering something extra. Okay, suppose in a hotel, a customer is not happy with their hotel room, they have no other room to offer, but the customer is valuable. The hotel room manager would say, please have a dinner at our cost, we will bear the cost for your dinner. That is discount offered for not to lose a customer. Persuasion strategy. Continue explaining to them as to what could be the reason for that service and perceive so that the customer remains with you, the guests remain with you, and promise to meet customer expectation next time, because saying you couldn't meet that because of the commercial demand. And this happened in travel and tourism and aviation industry very often, assuring them, and the experience says, the record says, that what is promised they have met. Say, for example, they would be said, please accept and travel in economy class now because you couldn't go in business class, but we are sure next time you pay for economy class and go in business class. So characteristics of relationship marketing could be summarized as follows. Let's take of the summary. Focus at keeping tourist consumers, ultimately retaining them, keeping them for them, keeping them for your product, for your brand, for your destination. Long-term relationship, product benefit orientation, informing them, advising them, taking them around and making them aware of product benefit. So this is part of the relationship marketing. Focus at consumer dedicated services. Highlight on what is dedicated to you. By using that, high level consumer involvement, see that your consumer is involved. Offer them, like you are offering product benefit, not only the hotel room you use, we have got a sauna facilities, we have got a swimming pool facilities, we have got a fine dine restaurant. These are involving and letting your customer know orientation of the product, relationship, buying the relationship and buying the loyalty of the customer. High level of consumer involvement, take opinion poll from him. Ask the consumer to fill up a survey form, that is his involvement or her involvement. High level contact with consumer, keep contacting your consumer, keep informing about the new development, and absolute and total quality management. So, goal of relationship marketing, what is the goal that we are looking at? We are looking at demonstrating competitive and advantage through creating higher level of values for consumers. So that's the goal, demonstrate competitive advantage through creating higher level of value, providing enough value in service product in order to get repeat sale. So whatever the consumer has paid, provide them enough value for that, so that repeatedly the guests continue using your product, create consumer loyalty towards the organization, the consumer becomes your loyal guest, your loyal tourist for that destination or for that hotel product for a long time, and building relationship for mutual benefit, that is organization and consumer. So long time relationship building between the organization and the traveler, that is the goal of relationship marketing. Look at the now loyalty ladder. What is the loyalty ladder? We come back again. Prospect, where you discover what could be your prospect, how do you go into the market, find out a customer who becomes your client, and then he start supporting you, and ultimately he or she advocates, endorses your brand time and again. So this is the loyalty ladder. The important step of relationship marketing in travel and tourism, let's take. So finding out what we said, the Q consumer, the key consumer. Successful implementation of relation market requires identification of a consumer with whom the organization would want to forge the relationship. So you are looking at a specific type of a consumer. Let's talk of in travel and tourism. A tourist who is slightly broader in his or her outlook. A traditional, a conventional tourist would love to go on the pilgrimage site only. But you have somebody who has a westernized look, could go to America or Europe and enjoy that. So zeroing down and requiring what to be targeted. So you would decide whom you want to for that product. A person who is very traditionally related to the social values and culture and so many more things may not approve of going to Thailand with the families. Though personally I feel Thailand is a family destination. Depending on your customer need and what type of relationship you have with this, how you want to build that up. Likewise, delegating experienced relationship manager to every key consumer. The relationship manager who is deputed should be experienced and must be sensitive to needs and wants of client. So if you place up somebody who is totally new for Indian market, somebody has come in from, say somebody is working in Switzerland, marketing India, and is not aware of the Indian market, spread of the Indian market, the product in marketing India to the Swiss national, he would not be with a good experience. Designing and defining a clear job description. So, in travel and tourism industry, whoever is being assigned in relationship market should be told and job to be described to him or to that company. Competence, whether she, he or that company is competent enough to meet that goal and evaluation criteria. A relationship management manager who should be in charge of managing all contacts with consumer. So that relationship marketing manager should be able to meet the and contact and manage them. Annual plan of activities. Somebody designated to a job to do some marketing as a relationship marketing manager, he should have a plan of activities. Say somebody has come into India from UK, wants to market United Kingdom or Great Britain in India, he must come up with the marketing activities. He must know what would be the marketing time period to attract the Indian market. When are the holiday pattern? When the Indian would travel more? What is the liking of Indians? What do they want to do? So all that activity plan should be designed by the relationship manager. They must focus on goals, strategies, specific procedures and relevant resources should be clearly stated in the plan document. So the marketing plan should identify how would they do the roadshow, how would they approach to those consumers, what would be the marketing strategy, when they would come up with the marketing, which area of India need more address, where that product is not well represented, so on and so forth. Look at the marketing patterns and the marketing plan by different tourism boards. Now they know their brand, be it Switzerland, Thailand or many other products like Malaysia. They know it is very well established in the key markets. There are other sources of getting the information. So the marketing manager has stepped into the second and the three-tier cities of India to take their product into those markets where there is a possible growth potential, but the product is not taken there. So that is a marketing activity, the strategy and the procedure. So supervising manager to relationship, he, she should be able to, person who should define the job description, evaluate criteria and necessary logistic support. Suppose you talk of going to Tamil Nadu. So where is the good time to travel? What is the logistic? How would you reach there? How would you target? What is the support? How you improve efficiency? And so on and so forth. Now we are talking of personalized relationship marketing. So improving personal relationship with the consumer or the traveler may be performed through four approaches. This is just a guideline to you. High level of service being offered than what is expected in different form. For example, transparent reporting on used services. What did a specific market use? What was more popular? How many Indians would go to UK and make use of metro services or the tube there? Evaluation of level of customer satisfaction, holding surveys, asking questions, and finding out what is the satisfaction level. Easily available and trained personnel. And so if you pick up somebody who is already a trained personnel, that is a big success again. Then more intensive contact with client, such as contact with frequent users or telephone. Who should be contacted? Those who use telephone more frequently, or those who have effective communication with clientele. All this data is available, and a right person would be able to guide and take into that direction. Meeting with the consumers or the travelers, holding a roadshow and getting a feedback information. Developing a total business system on relationship basis. For example, organization of seminar for clients, assistance in networking and benchmarking, sending samples. I won't be saying samples, but let us say samples means a video or DVD of their hotel product or a destination product, so that that can be shown. Or organizing a study tour. This is very popular with lot of hoteliers, lot of destination companies, lot of tour operators, lot of the destinations like Switzerland, Thailand, Turkey, Malaysia, Singapore, UK, France, you name it. They take lot of study tour that would include a media person, a journalist, a travel agent, a travel professional, a blog writer, so that they come back and support that business system. Developing social relationship through special invitation, and of course, when you have a data, you can work on it. So, what is the key decision criteria for investing? Strategic importance of a customer. What is the importance of the end user? Maintenance cost. How much you would be spending to maintain that? What is the level of customers' loyalty? Customers' recent attraction? Customers' share of business? Potential to grow customer value? So all this is a criteria of a decision. Importance of a customer, very, very key thing to be noticed. Maintenance cost, how much it costs you to maintain that. What is the loyalty level? To what extent? Of course, there is no gauge. There is no parameter to gauge the loyalty. But obviously, there are certain guidelines to gauge the loyalty. What extent And simple question, would you be visiting our country, yes and no, would give a fairly broad judgment on the customer loyalty. Customer's reason attraction, taking what did you like in our hotel most, what did you like about the services what we offered most, what is your best city in a specific destination like XYZ, customer shares of business, what is that consumer, that group of consumer as a group is offering you as a business, and what is the potential the customer's value would go. Thank you. We conclude the tourism and travel marketing chapter. Hope you enjoyed listening to me. Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah was speaking to you.